Good day, everyone, and welcome to this IBM Mid-Market Sales Enablement Conference call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. Omar Pena. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, Jamie. Good afternoon, good morning, or good evening, depending upon what part of the world you're in right now listening to this. We are honored to have Ms. Gail Taylor join us to talk a little bit about some of the mid-market initiatives that we're pursuing in the marketplace around integrated stacks that will tie in applications and IBM middleware and operating systems from one of the Linux vendors, hopefully, and use that as a tool to help develop new opportunities as well as penetrate into the mid-market space. So without further ado, I will ask you to pull up the charts that were in the link for the email that went out then in Partner World, and I'll turn it over to Ms. Gail Taylor to discuss these charts with you. Gail?
Great. Thank you, Omar. Again, my name is Gail Taylor. I'm the Business Development Manager at IBM. Been with IBM for close to 10 years and been in the Linux space most of that time, starting with Product Manager for Domino on Linux. The appliances that we're going to talk about today are related to the Linux operating system. And so without further ado, let me start with my presentation. As Omar said, you can download the slides from the Partner World site. If by chance you have trouble getting to the Partner World site, you can email Ann Gleason. She's at Gleason A, that's Gleason A, at us.ibm.com, and she can send you the slides. Okay, so starting with my slide two, with the agenda, what am I going to talk about? We're going to talk about software appliances and what exactly are software appliances. We'll define that. And then we'll get into what's the market opportunity for you, the ISV, and how you can benefit from software appliances and how you can have increased customer satisfaction by using software appliances. Next, we'll get into what's IBM doing here in this, what we're calling the Mid-Market Linux Appliance Initiative. This is a, we're specifically targeting the mid-market and feel very strongly that the Linux appliances is the way to go. Next, I'll talk about the Appliance Builder tools. These are tools that IBM have built for you to take advantage of to build your own software appliance. And then I'll talk about some other appliances in the market from not only from IBM, but also from you, the ISV, and other hardware and software vendors. And I'll talk about all of the IBM resources available in addition to the tools mentioned before, but also all of the marketing initiatives that that we will help you with. And finally, what can you do next? What's the call to action? Okay, let's get started. Now, as far as the SMB market, it seems today that every software and hardware vendor that you hear from is talking about why SMB is the target to go after. It's the fastest growing segment of IT spending today, and that is in the mid-sized businesses. And the definition of mid-sized businesses is generally defined as companies with 100 to 1,000 employees. And this is the definition that IBM uses, and I'll use throughout the rest of the presentation. It's not an absolute 100 to 1,000, but the key characteristic really is around the IT staffing and the skill and the specialization profile of the end customer. So it's customers below 500 employees tend to have an IT profile of a small business with fewer IT staff and resources and less specialization. And the IT profile becomes more prevalent the smaller the company. So companies above 500 employees tend to start taking on more enterprise, large company IT profile as their number of employees goes up. And then above that, you have decidedly more enterprise in nature, more specialized IT skills, more rigid processes and controls. So what companies in the mid-market segment that we're generally addressing is for those with smaller IT departments, but not specialized, and need a little extra help in installing and configuring your application. Now, what we're doing here with the mid-market stacks, they're designed for business partners serving the mid-market customers, making it easier for them to deliver a full business solution with commercial-grade middleware from IBM at an affordable price. So let's move on to the next slide. What exactly are we talking about when we're talking about software appliances? Well, if you Google software appliance, you're going to come up with, of course, the typical refrigerator, toaster, that sort of thing. But you're also going to come up with several other definitions. The one from Wikipedia, and they did a good job of differentiating between a software appliance, a hardware appliance, and a virtual appliance. Essentially, what we're talking about with a software appliance is the ISV software application combined with what we call just enough operating system, or also pronounced JEOS. It's J-E-O-S, but it's pronounced JEOS. And that just enough operating system is for it to run optimally on industry standard hardware, typically x86 hardware, or on in a virtual machine. So these software applications simplify the software appliances the applications and make it have minimal tasks for installing and configuring the entire application. So just to summarize, the software appliance has the operating system, the middleware required for the application, and of course the application itself. Then let's differentiate that from a hardware appliance. A hardware appliance typically also includes the hardware all in one place. So it's all the above with a software appliance, meaning your application, the middleware, and the operating system plus the hardware all together. And finally, then there's the virtual appliance. This is a software appliance, but packaged in a virtual machine format, and it can be run in within a virtual machine container. So for our definition here, we're talking about the software appliance, but the software appliance that can be deployed both in a virtual appliance or on a DVD that you can take to a customer and install directly at the customer site. So let's go on to chart 5, where I pulled out several quotes from analysts about where we are with software appliances. It really is an emerging area right now, and IBM is making significant investments for our partners to take advantage of this emerging market. So virtualization is also an emerging area, so that's one of the reasons why IBM has done this mid-market initiative, both in the software appliance installed via DVD or deployed virtually. So if you look at some of the quotes here from some of these analysts, you'll see that they're talking about the trends, that software appliances are this emerging market. It's a huge trend. But one of the biggest inhibitors to adoption is the lack of familiarity with the benefits these appliances can provide. And that's one of the reasons for this webcast today, is that we're trying to let you know about this opportunity for you to increase your business and for your application. Okay, let's go on a little bit more about what the value proposition is for a software appliance. So now I'm on chart 7. So first of all, what we call it's faster, better, cheaper for a software appliance. It's faster to install and configure the application, in that you take a DVD or a virtual installation, and you can just install and click and install and configure. It's essentially what we call a minimal click. We used to call it a one-click install, but it's essentially a minimal click, and I'll get into a little bit more detail about that in a few more slides. It's better. You really have the best value for repeatable solution deployments. We have ISV partners that have chosen to build their software appliance with us, and they have told us that it's just so easy for the service end of their business for when they go to the customer location, they have this DVD right there. They just install it on a bare metal box and up and running in a few clicks. They get this repeatable solution deployed right in the customer environment in less than a day, depending on the application, of course. And then with that, it's certainly cheaper. So there's a big opportunity for the service providers to reduce the time and reuse all of your assets and use your time instead of in the install and configure phase of your application to better use your time in the actual consultation and face-to-face with your customer. Okay, let's position a little bit more about what we're talking about here with the software appliances. On the next slide, what we talk about are all the different related offerings to the mid-market that IBM is presenting to you today. Starting with the lower left, we have the complete portfolio of middleware and technology available on many, many platforms today. And all, those are all the pieces that, you know, typically today you are assembling and installing on your own. And then we have the Express Runtime portfolio, which adds some additional tools for you for easy installation and management. Next, let's move into the Linux Appliance and the Lotus Foundations. Again, these are their tools for creating your application appliances, using our IBM middleware and the Linux operating system for easy installation, as well as then with the Lotus Foundations, same, that's a drop in the box, that includes the hardware, another offering. And then lastly is the Blue Business Platform, where this is a complete ecosystem for the small and medium business, where it's for, you know, it's the marketplace, it's the actual a complete solution all in one place. But for this topic, for this webcast today, we're talking about the software appliances or the Linux appliances. Now let's just dive in a little bit deeper as to what we're talking about here when we're talking about software appliances. So now I'm on chart 9. We call these customized turnkey software solution appliances. As you can see in the picture, it's your ISC application on top of Express Runtime or other IBM middleware. Typically that's Web3 Application Server or DB2, and then on top of that, and that runs on top of the Linux operating system. Now this is then deployed either on a DVD, or you can ship or deliver your software appliance as a virtual system, you know, deployed virtually. What's important here to know is this is not an IBM solution. This solution is your ISV branded and customized. Your name is on this solution. The other thing we've noticed from talking to our ISV partners is that typically you don't even have to talk about what operating system. Remember, in the mid-market, these folks don't have the sophisticated IT departments. What they need to know is that the solution is ready and available for them to deploy at any time or have you deploy for them. They just want it up and running and working. They don't care what operating system it's running on. And in this case, we use the Linux operating system. Now, why do we use Linux? Well, mostly it's because Linux is lightweight enough and provides everything that we need. Microsoft is absent in this environment today. I mean, they certainly are aware of the Linux appliances going on, but they're not moving into this area, although I certainly expect them to in a few more years. But right now, the Linux operating system is really the one that's lightweight and easy enough for us to use for the software appliances. So just to review, so we've got the three areas, your application, the middleware, and the operating system, branded by you, the ISV, and customized by you. So it's pre-configured, pre-integrated solution. All the application, you know, your application, all the components that you need, all put on a DVD for you to take to your customer or give to your solution providers to install and configure on the customer site. Or, of course, and I'll go into this a little bit more, if you're using a value-added distributor or value-added resellers, they also can be the ones to take this and deploy whatever channel you are currently using. Okay, let's move on to what the tools are. How do you build this software or appliance? We're on slide 10 right now. So IBM has created a whole tooling system. It's a GUI, as you can see. What I've done here is captured the first visualization that you have when you're using the GUI that actually builds your software appliance. So what it does is it takes you through all the steps of pulling in the operating system, pulling in your application, and pulling in the middleware, and walks you through step by step, and then you choose at the end. Do you want it to deploy it virtually, or do you want to put it on a DVD? And it all builds that for you. And these tools, this is what's important, you can use them today. They're available on Partner World. You can download them anytime, take advantage of it, and build your own software appliance. Let's go a little bit into what the actual channel, the whole channel looks like on chart 11. As I said, this is not an IBM-branded solution. This is something that we're putting together for you so that you can deploy your application simply and quickly. So here's the appliance delivery model. So at the top, we've got IBM, so we're providing the tools, and we're also providing some marketing help for you, and I'll talk about that in a couple of more slides. But so at the top, so that's IBM, we're providing the tools, providing some marketing, so that you, the ISV, can build your software appliance. Now, if you're using a VAD, you can provide to the VAD for the VAD to distribute and give to the VAR, and also deliver, or the regional system in the greater area as well, and to deploy right at the mid-market customer site. Okay? Chart 12. Again, this is just describes a little bit more about what the role is for each of the channel partners when we're delivering these software appliances. Starting at the upper left with IBM, so we provide the toolkits for you to build your software appliance. Also, we provide some technical support for creating the software appliance, and even will help you with the initial engagements. We've got all kinds of education. We've got marketing campaigns, and I will talk a little bit more about the marketing in a minute. Next, the ISV. This, you can utilize the toolkits that I mentioned to create your appliance, and we will help you find the right partners for delivering your go-to-market plan. Then there's the VAD. We also will help you connect with the VAD, connect with Novell and Red Hat. We'll put your applications in the catalogs, and again, we'll assist you with a go-to-market plan. And lastly, also the VAR or the system integrator. Again, we'll help with the establishment of the relationship with the VAR and the system integrator. And that essentially summarizes it up. Next chart 13. So let's talk a little bit about the application itself. So you'll create your ISV application as a software appliance and take to the market. We call this the integrated stack with the ISV application. So what are the benefits? It removes the complexity of the application to the operating system. It's really easy to install and configure the middleware. It's and what's the benefit to you? What's the value prop? Well, certainly the benefits for you. It's faster time to market. Your application will performance will certainly improve. You get to pre-test, pre-configure exactly the way you want your application to be installed at the customer site. And, of course, you're going to have lower support costs and, bottom line, increased customer satisfaction. Because if you can get your application installed and up and running quickly and easily and reliably, you are going to have happier customers. Now, another thing is, you can also take this software application and integrate it with the Windows environment. Because it's lightweight, because it uses a Linux operating system, there's a low cost of entry, very low total cost of ownership, very, very small print footprint compared to Microsoft. As I mentioned before, that's why the Linux operating system is really conducive to the software appliance. But you can also integrate it. It will interoperate with the Windows, with Unix, with System I, and certainly deploy in a virtual environment. Okay, let's move on to chart 14. So it's all about these solutions delivered by business partners. It's completely branded by business partners, not by IBM. So as I mentioned earlier when we were defining what the mid-market definition is, the customers in the mid-market purchase the business application solutions. They don't purchase the technology. They don't say, oh, I want to go out and buy the Linux operating system. I want to go out and buy all the pieces and the parts. What they have is they have a problem. They need a solution. They just want it installed and configured reliably, and they want you to take care of it. So that's where you can come in and help them with developing the software appliance and delivering your application and your solution. So, one more time, on chart 15, what's the value to you? Simple to deploy and manage. Shorten sales cycle. Another thing you can do is you can take this DVD that you've built and you can leave it behind after a sales call for evaluation. You can, and then the customer can and test it, and then you can come in and sell it later. The other thing is you can maximize your partner ecosystem. Your VAD sells to you, the ISV, the IBM middleware, and the Linux OS, the Linux operating system, and then you can distribute through the VAD, all simple, without a lot of training and required. And this allows you to expand your regional and global reach. ISVs can reach new markets easier because we can help you partner with a global VAD. And then the VAD, of course, can deliver to areas that you've never been able to reach before. Okay, so let me talk to you a little bit about what else is going on in the marketplace. Let's move on to chart 18. There are many application appliances out there today. RPath is a company that's been in business for several years, and they have another set of tools that will help you deliver your application in a virtual environment. Red Hat also has an appliance OS, so does Novell. Canonical is getting into this application, this space, as well as Oracle, Sun, and of course VMware. And so there's lots of folks out there because we all see that there's a huge opportunity for this mid-market space, and software appliances is a way to address that opportunity. So, let's move on to chart 21, where I want to talk to you about what IBM will do to help you get there, how we can help you to succeed. I mentioned before that we've built these tools that you can use to build your software appliance, and you can download those tools from Partner World today. We also provide some technical support. There's no charge to you as a Partner World member, and marketing support. Certainly, when you partner with IBM, you know of all the marketing support available to you. You might not know right now about some of the new seminars that we're doing. It's called Maximize Your Relationship with IBM, where we'll actually bring you in and talk to you about all of the marketing activities that we can help you drive and help you do. One of the things that I do is work with you, the ISV, to build a go-to-market plan. So that is actually sit down with you and work out what are all of the IBM co-marketing benefits available to you, bring you into trade shows. As a matter of fact, Stratasoft, we're going to be announcing their appliance at Red Hat Summit in June. We'll bring them in. They have a booth there. So we will help you market your Linux appliance, your software appliance, as well as help you get connected with other partners for expanding your ecosystem. And finally, just to help you maneuver all the benefits that IBM will provide to you as a Partner World member. And then finally, sales. We'll also connect you to distributors, as I said, and help you drive incremental business with all of the co-marketing and sales help. Okay. Jamie, that's the summary. That's essentially my presentation. I'd like to turn it over for questions in just a moment. And finally, on chart 22, I'd like to say, what's the call to action? What can you do? How do you get started with a project? Well, first of all, your application, your ISV application, that is, think about whether or not you can deploy that as an appliance, and what's in it for you and for your customer to be deployed as an appliance. Then give us a call or send us an email and connect with us, and we'll help you build a software appliance. Okay, Jamie, any questions?
Thank you, ma'am. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off before pressing star 1 to ensure that our equipment can hear your signal. When we do come to your line, a voice prompt on your phone will let you know that your line is open. When that happens, please simply state your name and proceed with your question. Again, that is star 1 for any questions at this time. And we'll go to our first question. Please go ahead.
Hello, this is Kevin Colgate at Adaptive Planning. I just wanted to reinforce the need to obtain those slides for this event, if I may. That's GleasonA@us.ibm.com. Is that right?
That's it.
Thank you.
Yep.
And again, that is star 1 at this time if you would like to ask a question. And we'll pause to give everyone a chance to signal.
While we're waiting for some questions, I just wanted to emphasize the fact that there is such a huge opportunity here for ISVs in the mid-market. IBM is trying to help you capture that opportunity and feel that one of the best ways to do that is through a software appliance, and would like to help you with that.
And we'll take our next question. Please go ahead.
Hi, Scott Tomlinson from Decision Labs. You mentioned building a CD or DVD and leaving it behind for the customer for trial use.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a program that IBM has to support sort of that middleware in a trial manner? So if we're going to leave the appliance behind and we need, you know, the IBM middleware to support that, is there a trial license or a reduced cost for that?
Omar, did you want to answer that, the licensing?
Yeah, so there are different options out there that we have when it comes to some of the code and developing solutions like this. So obviously to develop this, there would have to be some code on hand with you, the partner. And there are options out there so far as the NFR code or some of the demo code that is time-bombed and available out there as well.
Okay, how do we get it? More information on that.
If you would, in the back of that presentation, there was a generic email address, and that'll land with Gail and I. Drop a note to that, and we'll get you started down that path.
Great.
Yes, it's on chart 22 with the email address.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Sure.
And we'll take our next question. Please go ahead.
Gail, Kevin again. I meant to clarify earlier as well. You mentioned Red Hat. Is SUSE going to be supported, do you know?
Oh, yes. Typically with IBM, the tools will work on both Red Hat and SUSE.
Thank you.
Yep.
And there appear to be no further questions at this time.
Okay.
I'm sorry, ma'am. We just had another question queue up.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go to that question. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Rule Warkov with Centrify. I'm curious about how VMware and Citrix Zen Server play in this space. Those are virtualization platforms themselves. Are you delivering that as part of the appliance technology to us, the ISV?
Yes, we are. As if you look back to chart 9, where I depict the whole deployment picture, where you can deploy, you can take that DVD and deploy either on a bare metal box, that would be on the left, as well as via VMware, so deploy it virtually.
So you actually provide the VMware code as part of this?
No, we don't provide the code itself. You would obtain the VMware code, but you can use it. Yes, when you walk through the tool, that GUI that I talked about, you have the option of building a virtual appliance or a software appliance. You can build it on VMware.
Great, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
And again, that is star one if you'd like to ask a question at this time.
And folks, if it comes up that you have a question that, will happen as soon as we all hang up off of this phone call, I want to remind you about the contact information back on chart 22 of that deck. It's Linux, or LNXAPPI. That's Lima, November, X-ray, Alpha, Papa, Lima, Indian, at us.ibm.com is the external email address, and that'll bounce to Gail and myself and a couple other members on the team that will respond to you promptly.
And I'm showing no further questions at this time.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. Looking forward to hearing from more of you with your questions and about delivering your application as an appliance. And I wish everybody a good day. Thank you.
That does conclude today's conference. Thank you for your participation. You may disconnect at this time.